If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let me just get situated here. Did you test the audio?
I'm sure it's good.
You're sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's I've been doing this for years now. So when I set it up, I always get it right. Okay. There isn't that much setting up to do anyways.
Okay, well,
I wish you guys could see the vibes we're in right now.
Yeah, I feel like we should do the video like this for Patreon.
I don't know
we could
why.
Do this.
I don't know why I think we make it like a little bit more I don't know what you call it. Like not intense.
What?
But
what are you
I feel
about?
Like when we're when we're doing the Patreon, like when we're recording with video.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, because we have to do the whole setup.
Right.
But then we also have like this bright ass light that's on, right?
That is true.
That right now we don't have it on because we're not using.
No, right video. Now, if you guys could see the scene, it's very like, so we have the lights that are pretty dimmed right now.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it makes me feel like I need a glass of wine.
Yeah, Yoni was like, should I have a glass of wine? Which we didn't have wine. So.
And if I ever have a glass of wine while making a podcast episode, I feel like it's going to be like a 3-hour podcast episode.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
It would just be like us sitting here and talking.
Yeah. So we have the AC blasting because maybe, I think, subconsciously, we're ready for fall.
You guys.
Don't know if that's what it is, but we got the blanket. We got the big blanket on us
Yoni
right now.
Yoni brought over the blanket from our bed, the duvet, like the duvet that you sleep with.
I went to the room and I was just like, you know what? Let's just really get cozy today.
Well, it's also because I got this hoodie that I've been wanting to get since last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Or last winter, but I just, and it's not even a special hoodie. It's just like
basic,
a basic ass
gray hoodie
from Aritzia. It's, I think, the mega hoodie. That's what it's
called. That's what it's called?
Yeah, they have like a bunch of different styles.
What is it called, the mega hoodie?
Because it's like so oversized.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to get this hoodie since last like cold season, but I was like, you know what? It's about to be warm. So I'm not gonna get that. I'm gonna wait until next. Like if I still want it come fall, winter 2025, then I'm gonna get it. You know, sometimes it's good to like sleep on things that you wanna buy. I feel like if you give yourself a good amount of time from when you find it to see if you're still thinking about it.
I don't even need that much time. If I go to the store and I see something and I know I want it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about usually things that are not cheap, like more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, even that, like if I know I want it, I know it. If I think about it the next day,
well, that's
I'm going
what I'm
back
saying.
The next
even
day.
Giving it one day is giving it time.
Yeah, because a lot of times this happened to me so many times. I go to the store and it's something that's maybe, I don't even know, like I don't even buy like expensive things like that, especially clothing. But if I do see something that's like a little bit more expensive than my usual budget.
Yeah.
Like I will get it right there and then, but then always regret it. Like by the time I get home and try it on, because you know what I do.
Yeah.
When I get something, I try it on at home. Even if I tried it at the store.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a piece of clothing, like pants, for example.
Okay.
I tried out the store, fits good, it's perfect. I get home. Maybe I didn't have the proper shoes that day. So like I'm trying it at the store, but it's not really with the type of shoes I would wear because I didn't know I was going to find that thing that day. So I just have random ass shoes and I'm trying those pants. So then when I get home, I try it on with the perfect pant. I mean, with the perfect shoes.
Are you talking new clothes or vintage?
Doesn't matter.
It does.
No. It doesn't matter because when I go, I don't specifically go shopping, but whenever I do and I find something that I wasn't expecting to find, I might have some random ass shoes that don't even...
Okay, you're really even, about the shoes.
Huh?
You're really about, like, the shoes is like a thing for
no,
you.
No, because especially for pants, you got to see how it's going to fall on the pants.
But when do you ever wear shoes that you don't wear all the time? Like, is that...
I don't know how to answer that.
I'm saying, don't you literally wear the same three pairs of shoes on rotation?
But let's say that day I'm not wearing
that day you randomly shoe. Were like, let me wear my Converse.
No, I mean, that happens.
So basically, I guess. But that doesn't happen that. I feel like that doesn't happen that often.
Can I just tell you my story?
Okay, like, I'm listening.
That actually happens. Okay, I'm a live. Okay. I know what happens and what doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I feel like it doesn't happen that often.
Okay,
but I hear you with the shoes.
People want to hear the rest of my story.
Or sometimes it's like, oh, this could work only if I had like this type of shirt on.
Exactly. So anyways, when you're out shopping around, you find something. You may not have all the pieces that's going to make the fit look like you want it to fit. So when you get home, you try it on and you put the fit together.
Yeah, but the problem is that if you're vintage or thrift shopping, you can't return it. So whether or not you try it at home, it is what it is. It is what it is. You cannot, even if it don't look good, you can't return it. So that's why when I asked earlier.
So wait, are we not agreeing on something or?
Well, I don't agree where you think that if you are shopping new clothes and shopping vintage clothes is the same level of like commitment debate. Because we started off talking about this because I said it's good to give a piece of clothing or a purchase time. Like if you know you want this like pair of earrings that are like really nice, but they're expensive, right?
Right.
But they're from like not a vintage shop. Okay. So they will have like several pairs of them. Then you can give yourself the breathing room, right? Because it's not a 101. It's not a mm-hmm. one of one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to a vintage store and you see like a bracelet that you really like, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so good. You know, there's only one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you also know that if you pass it right now and let's say you tell yourself like, oh, I'm going to see if I'm still like thinking about it tomorrow, like I'm going to sleep on it. Even if you wake up the next day and you're like, actually, that bracelet, I'm still thinking about it. Like I really want to get it. So you go to the store, you get it. It might not be there.
Yeah.
So deciding to let something go is different than if it's like a new piece of clothing. With a new piece of clothing, you can definitely give it some breathing room because it will still be there. It might sell out in your size, shit like that, depending on like what store it is. The bigger the store, the easier it is to like give it time.
With vintage, yeah, you can't really wait.
Mm-mm.
You know what you should do?
What?
If that happens to you, just hide the bracelet somewhere in the store.
Nah, the vintage like, shops I go to is like, where are you going to hide that shit?
Take the bracelet.
Like, put it in the bathroom?
No. Like, put it in the dressing room under the chair.
Nah, they're going to think I stole that shit. and also, why would I take a bracelet in the dressing room?
To try it on with the whole fit.
Nah, that's crazy.
Put it under the mat somewhere. Under a rug.
You can definitely try to do that with, like...
No, don't do that, guys.
A bag? No, with a bag, you could like put it in the back behind other bags.
Oh, you know what I used to do with t-shirts? I used to take one t-shirt from one section.
Oh, and like mix it with something random?
And mix it in a... Like I used to take it to the other side of the store.
That's a really good idea to take like a t-shirt out of... Or whatever like piece of clothing and put it in like completely the wrong... Like... An overlooked area of the thrift store. Yeah. There's always that area.
You know what I did? I used to always put it between hoodies.
So
you're not even like, in the t-shirt section anymore. So like, if someone is looking for a hoodie and they might see that shirt there, they're already looking for a hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, why is this shirt here? I don't need a shirt.
You're not wrong. And also seeing it by itself is kind of like, damn, someone got to put this back. Like, yeah. You're not even thinking that like, oh, is this nice?
No.
Yeah.
Because I mean, first of all, you're looking for a hoodie anyways.
I recently went to a vintage store and I got a bracelet that was like an investment type of piece. You know, it wasn't like thousands of dollars or anything, but you know. Oh, sorry. Am I talking too quiet?
You're talking. It's like a, you're talking under.
Okay. Sorry.
Like, because you guys should see how we're we're not laying down, but like we're on the couch.
I was laying down.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to make sure that you're not talking like you're about to fall asleep.
Anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When Yoni brought the blanket over here, I was like, damn, I'm going to fall asleep while we record. Because you don't know, there's something about this blanket that we have. It's so soft and it has this like linen. I love a linen sheet.
Yeah.
So
you were saying,
anyways,
right?
Anyways, I was saying, yeah. So I was with my friend Brenda when she was in town. We went to like a bunch of these vintage shops and we went into one and I found this bracelet that I really liked. And it was very, and that's the cool thing about vintage stuff. It's like, it's unique, you know, it's one of one. Like, obviously there are more in the world, but God knows where, you know? And they're always like more unique and made with like good materials and unique shapes that maybe we're not doing anymore, are coming
even
back.
With shirts and pants. I mean, that's why I like buying stuff that's already, I don't love buying new clothes.
I think there's a place for both.
You know why? Because anything you get at the thrift shop or if you go to any of those like older stores, right? It's so cool to see someone with a t-shirt and they and like, even if you ask them like, hey, where did you get that shirt or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might tell where they got it from, but you can't find the shirt. You can't find it because it's like a shirt from the 90s and I found it at the thrift shop somewhere. Like, there's no way you can get that shirt. But if it's like a shirt from, let's just say, Urban Outfitters, you can get a million of those shirts.
Yeah.
And there's something that's like, you know, nothing against Urban Outfitters, you know, but... I actually never seen an Urban Outfitters in New York. I haven't seen one.
No, there's definitely one.
Really?
100%, yeah.
There's a lot of them in Seattle.
There's definitely, yeah, there are actually a lot of them in Seattle.
Yeah. So that's the cool thing about thrifting, I think, is that, you know, it's just one of one. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've been really...
So like, I wonder, like, if you're listening to this, are you like a... Do you guys buy new clothes? Or do you like thrift shopping, like thrifting more? Shout out to everyone who's listening to this and goes to the thrift shop, not every week.
Just
or
regularly.
Just anytime you want.
Once a month.
Yeah. Anytime you want new clothes, you're in the thrift shops.
I just think it depends like what you're looking for. Like, there's certain things that I feel like I would buy new versus thrift shop.
Okay, what is an item that you're okay buying thrifted?
Yeah.
And what is something...
Okay, let's start with the first one.
Okay. I feel like you have an answer. Okay,
well, buy thrifted?
Let me start.
Didn't you not ask me?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Graphic tees.
Graphic tees vintage.
100% only vintage. I'm not buying a fake new graphic tee.
From Urban Outfitters. If you work at Urban Outfitters, listen, we love you. I used to go to that store a lot in Seattle.
Yeah. Me too. Urban Outfitters was like...
No, but not gonna lie though, they have some shit. Like, every once in a while, they're gonna have some shit.
Honestly, anytime I go on their website now, I can't like shop on there.
Because you go on their website?
There's just so much stuff. Yeah, like I will randomly, maybe like a creator I'm looking at, they linked something. They're like, oh, here's a link to like my shirt or something. And I like that shirt, so I click on it. And then I'm like, oh shit, like people shop at Urban Outfitters. Let me look. And I look for a little bit. I'm just like, I can't look.
Why not?
Because it's such a mix mosh of like various styles.
They make like these graphic tees that look vintage, but they're not vintage.
Vintage too.
I don't know if they're,
No. That's the whole thing.
They don't actually feel vintage. If you ever had a real vintage tee.
I'm telling you right now. The ones from Urban,
I mean, I haven't been in a long time, so maybe they upgraded their system.
I'm telling you right now that you could find, because that's the beauty of it. Because everybody can tell, like, it's vintage. Like, it's not just about looking vintage. It's also just about the material feeling vintage and the way that it falls on the body.
There's no way that it
I'm telling you. You know that green shirt you love that says, what does it say on it?
Paloma? Pensacola with the number 9 in the back.
Pensacola. Right.
Shout out to everybody from Pensacola if you're listening.
Where is that?
That you love to ask these questions that'll put me on the spot, and then I have to say I don't know. But I think it's in Florida.
Okay, well, I don't know either.
we know you're wait, if it's not in, I think it's in Florida.
Okay, so
just don't ask me these type of questions.
It sounds like a place I could be, like in Arizona.
Okay. Oh my god, yo, hold on a second. I gotta make sure now.
Make sure it's in Florida?
Yeah, it is in Florida, but damn, like, let's not do this live on the pod, okay? Because now someone's listening like, yo, that shit is not in Florida. Damn.
American?
No, Pensacola.
United States geography is
sorry,
hard.
I had to speak it into to Google.
Yeah, why did you just yell that?
Okay, yeah, it's a city in Florida. Damn.
Good job, babe.
No, he wasn't even about to say that I did a good job. I just wanted to make sure since you put me on the spot. Where is that?
I guess not Arizona then. Wait, okay. What were we just saying? Sorry, we keep getting...
No, you're talking about like how the shirts feel.
Oh, yeah. Like... And I feel like at Urban Outfitters, they could manipulate like... the material, the fabric to feel like that green shirt. I'm telling you.
I'm not a fan of...
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I'm
not a fan of that.
So the funny thing is though, a shirt like that would be like $50, $60,
$70. Yeah.
Go to a vintage shop, sift through those racks at the graphic tees. And I'm not going to lie. Like it takes some dedication.
Some dedication. It takes some time.
Because there's a lot of graphic tees. Random ones that it's like, what even is this? Like, is it weird if I wear this?
No, but those are the cool ones.
No. I'm talking about more like there's some outdated sort of like, you know, things that sometimes I'm like, I don't know if it's appropriate for me to wear a shirt that says this. There's a lot of that.
I don't think about that stuff.
Okay. Well.
Like, what's not appropriate for you to wear? What do you mean? Like, it's a graphic tee with, like, what's on it.
It's a graphic tee that maybe, I don't know, like, what's on it is, like, weird. I can't give you an example. It's been a few times where I was just like, I don't know if I should wear this.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like, as, like, a white girl in America, you know? It might be, like, a shirt that is just,
like... a Tupac graphic tee?
No.
Like a Biggie tee or something like that? Like
I don't know. I can't give you an example right now. I truly can't. But graphic tees is my answer for that question. What you would only thrift at the thrift store? Graphic tee. Like, I would never buy a new graphic tee.
Okay.
Makes no sense.
Okay. That's fair.
Now, what would be something that you would specifically only thrift?
Only thrift, I would, let's see.
We got to do one item at a time, one item group.
I love pants.
What? Okay, more specific, like jeans or like pants.
It could be Dickies.
Canvas, like trousers.
Like work pants.
Oh, yeah, like Carhartt. Cargo.
Exactly. Give me a good beat up. Nicely fitted 34-34 Carhartt work pant. I'm good with that. You know what? Like with a simple t-shirt.
Okay, keywords.
No, what do you mean keywords? That's
like,
no, that's...
That's like keywords that Yoni puts into like, I don't know. What's like a store online?
Grailed.
Grailed.
That's an app. Yeah, that's where I get like a lot of
Or like Depop. You don't use Depop that much.
I actually have a Depop myself that I just listed some shoes today.
Okay.
The new Salomon and Jound.
Collab.
What did I say? Jound. Yeah, but it's a collab. And nice shoe. They sold out the same morning today, which is crazy.
Yeah. I don't subscribe to that type of like thing.
I mean, it was... Well, I can't...
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Carhartt pants. I used to really be into that. Now, maybe a little bit less. I like more like... denim jeans now. And I'm not gonna lie, my favorite new ones are the Diesel denim jeans.
Which are new.
Which are new, but they fit so nicely.
And see, those are made to fit vintage.
Kinda, but they're just, they, those are my favorite jeans right now, okay? If you wanna know exactly what pair I'm talking about, it's the Diesel DeMarco. Yeah.
Yeah.
DeMarco. Or is it DeMacro?
DeMacro sounds more Marco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. DeMacro. Yeah. DeMacro.
That makes more sense.
Diesel, DeMacro.
You have them
great
in like
pants.
Black.
Honestly, I have the black. I have like two Yanni of the
has
blue
like
ones.
Three pairs.
I mean, they're really good. And
yeah, you literally, that's like,
that's all I wear.
All you wear.
Exactly.
It is kind of crazy.
So if you ever see me with denim jeans, they're, those are one of those pairs.
Yeah.
And then other than that, like I love Dickies. I still have like my like vintage like Carhartt beat up pants. There's the one that I found in Seattle, the one with the paint splashes on it.
Oh,
with the patches.
Yeah. That one
covers the
like,
holes.
It's so crazy also the way you found like.
We were on the way out of a store called the Fremont.
Vintage Mall.
Fremont Vintage Mall in
which
Seattle.
Which you don't even go there for clothes. You go there for like house
jewelry.
Stuff, like
no,
knickknacks.
There's a lot of jewelry and like
there's
rings
a lot of
and stuff like that. But there's a lot of clothes too. Don't sleep on the clothes.
There are a lot of clothes, but like, I don't know, for some reason I never found stuff there.
Okay, so if you live in Seattle, go to the Fremont Vintage Mall, and that's where I found probably like my top three or top four favorite pants. Okay? They're like these super beat up black Carhartt jeans,
but they have like the knee
that there's like a knee patch and all the patches are like black.
Yeah.
So it's like black on black with like
a
white paint
texture.
Everywhere. Yeah, it's so good. Like whoever
like
made
rips.
This, yeah, not a lot of rips.
No,
not
like
rips.
sorry. not rips like holes. I'm thinking like the material of the patches,
the
like
stress.
there's like strings.
No, that doesn't sound good. There's not a lot of strings. No, that's not
or
true.
Or like thread.
Yes, okay. And so we were on the way out. Like, we were done. I didn't find anything.
Yeah, we were like walking out to the stairs.
Yeah, out to the stairs to go outside. And
yeah.
Then there was one more rack that I didn't look at.
That so, was just like kind of on the way out.
It was
like, kind
of just like whatever. Like, one of those racks that you just look at the first thing that didn't really
but
give a
at
good
that section.
Damn.
Sorry.
That didn't really represent that rack properly, right? So I was on the way out, and the first thing I saw was like a fur jacket or something.
And like this rack is short too, so it has kind of like random assortments of things.
It only had like maybe four things, like five, seven, max 10 things on it.
Four, five, seven, 10.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Let me just look here. And I go, and the first thing I picked up was the pants.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I looked at it. In my head, I'm like, I have this ability to like know if something's going to fit me perfectly or not.
I think with time, like I also most of the time am able to like, I can just tell by that, like looking at how big it is, like when you just hold it,
right?
Whether it's going to be too small or too big.
So I grabbed it and I look at the size and it says 34 or maybe 33, right? That's the waist.
Yeah.
And
with men's clothes,
I was
pants
like,
is so easy.
This is perfect. I tried it on, didn't I?
I don't
or
remember.
Maybe I went home with it.
I can't remember.
Okay.
There's
anyways,
no way I can remember.
Those fit perfectly. And I get so lucky with pants. I get so lucky. I don't know if it's because it's like a common size.
I remember there was this time when we went to the vintage store. And I, for one, go to the vintage shop and there's no specific mission. Sometimes I'd be like, okay, I'm looking for like a t-shirt. Or like I'm looking for jewelry or like scarves or something. Like I have a specific item. Mm-hmm. But I also very often just go to browse and like I find what I find.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this time that we were in Seattle and Yoni went to, we were going to Goodwill. Like I don't even think we were going to like a, you know, kind of like in
no.
New York, there's a lot of like curated vintage and stuff. We were going to like Goodwill, Salvation Army, something like that. And
Salvation Army. No, it was, what's the other one called?
But I think, I'm thinking of a different time. Anyways, this is one of those big stores. And Yoni was like, okay, I'm specifically looking for a pair of vintage Levi's.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys, he found the most perfect pair of vintage Levi's in his size, in his length.
It was the Levi's, either 550 or 560. The
baggy one. I don't know. But I was like, this is incredible because I have never in my life gone to the thrift store with such a specific want and then found it and it fit and it was in good condition and it was cheap. Come on.
But I mean, I think honestly for women, I think it's very different
than
for men. Like what else is just, you just have to worry about the waist size and that's it.
And the length.
And the length, yes.
And also just men's bodies, I feel like in general just don't vary as much in terms of shape. Mm-hmm. Like most men, I feel like are just more straight.
Yeah.
So they will like fit things better.
Yeah.
Versus like with women, it's like you can have like a bigger butt but smaller legs, or you can have like a small waist and big legs and big butt.
Right.
Variations.
Yeah.
You know? And I think because of that, it's like the way pants fit, it's like maybe they were intended to be tight on the legs and on the butt, but then you don't have a big butt or big legs, so then it's like looser. So yeah. That doesn't look right.
Yeah, a lot of different body shapes and everybody, I'm sure, I mean, that's something that when I look for pants, I just look at the waist size and that's how I feel like I also get so lucky because it's like there's not a lot of variety of different type of pants. Like usually it's like I can fit. Well, I don't like skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I don't like skinny jeans because I feel like I'm tall and long legs with like skinny jeans. Oh it just God. Looks, I used to wear skinny jeans.
I was going to say, I've never seen you wear skinny jeans and I think you would be hilarious.
Yeah. I used to wear skinny jeans in 2000 and like 10, 11, 12 during the jerk era.
We should go to the thrift store one day.
Why are you whispering?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
People can still hear me.
No, you just go like this. We should go to the thrift store.
Okay, I'm not talking that quietly. I just think it would be funny if we went to the thrift store and you tried on a pair of like skinny jeans.
No, why would I do that?
I think it would just be hilarious because I've never seen you. Like you've seen me wear skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
That one time.
Yeah. It was more than one time.
Excuse me, it was not.
She used to have when these, like, we skinny met, jeans with rips on the knee.
Yeah, but you didn't know me then. You didn't know me then.
Okay, so I still saw it.
You saw it in like a photo. That doesn't count. That does not count at all. Okay, so what is a piece of clothing that you only buy new?
Underwear.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Underwear and socks.
That doesn't count.
Yo, if you thrift underwear...
Wait, you can't even thrift underwear. That's crazy.
No, that's crazy. Yeah, no shoes. I think one time I bought like used shoes. Yeah, I've done that before.
What were they, remember?
Yeah, the word is like fake Jordans.
Oh.
And then I sold them.
Yeah.
Because they were fake. My friend told me, yo, I don't think these are real.
Damn.
And I thought they were real when I bought them.
But I remember, didn't you say you were like, oh yeah, they were so cheap. That guy didn't.
No, they were so cheap.
It was like, you thought the guy that was selling it didn't know what he was selling, right?
Oh my God. Okay, here's the story. Damn. I was looking for shoes. I was like, you know, let me go and offer up.
If you don't know, OfferUp is like...
It's like
Facebook Marketplace, but just a different app.
Yeah, just
and
a different
app.
And
you sell everything,
you
not just furniture.
You can sell anything on OfferUp. So I was like, you know what? Before I go hit the actual stores, let me just look on the app. So I type in like... I wanted to find some used Jordan 1s.
Okay? Okay, that was the search.
So listen to this. Jordan 1, put that shit on Google. You see exactly what that is if you don't already. So I found some shit for like $100.
Okay.
I was like, oh, blue and white. I never seen that colorway before. Damn. Like, so I'm thinking this person doesn't know what they got. Yeah. This person doesn't know what they got. So I'm thinking like, yo, this is a steal. Let me get that. So I messaged the person. I said, hey, $100? He said, yes. Meet me at Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, Okay, and this was on Aurora in Seattle. If you know the street Aurora, you know what happens over there. So I go, wasn't too far from where we used to live at the time. And I'm like, oh my God, this person has no idea what they're selling. They looked so good on the pictures.
Yeah.
So I go, I meet the guy. No, first I'm in the parking lot and I have no idea what this person looks like because on the profile picture, it wasn't him
or her. No.
So I don't know. It's always weird to go meet somebody, but you don't know who they are.
Yeah. I mean, for like those types of things, you never know really what the person's going to look
like. You never know. So I go there. And, you know, I parked and then I'm just at the parking lot, Dunkin' Donuts on Aurora. If you live in Seattle, that's the one. There's only one. So I'm waiting. I'm looking around and I don't see anybody that has any shoes. There's a few people. And mind you, now it's almost like sunset time.
Okay, yeah.
A little bit past sunset. So it started to be a little dark outside.
Okay.
So I'm looking around. I don't see. There's a few people.
Well, are you like in a car or are you like outside?
I was outside. I stepped outside.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
you're just standing.
Yeah, and I'm just standing. So I hit the person.
And this was like outside of Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts, yes.
Okay.
Or like Krispy Kreme, one of the two.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, there's a Krispy Kreme.
Okay, yeah, so Krispy Kreme.
Yo,
probably.
I would eat one of those right now.
So I'm waiting. There's a few people there. There's a guy standing there, but he doesn't have any shoes and doesn't look like he should have any. Like, it doesn't look like he was like...
Holding anything,
yeah. So then I'm like, hey, man, I'm here. And then I'm waiting for a little bit.
Oh, like you texted.
Yeah, I text the thing. And then he's like, I'm here too.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, shit. So I look at the only person that was also there.
Oh.
So I look at him. And in my head, I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. So then he looks at me. He's like, hey, man. So he has a backpack. He takes it off his back and starts to open it. It's kind of sketchy a little bit. And that guy was also a little sketchy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to like judge, but if you know Aurora and Seattle, you know who looks sketchy and who doesn't. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is not even me judging. It just is what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So he puts one hand in the bag and you know, I had my guard up.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't like,
imagine that was me.
Imagine that was what?
Like if it was like a girl that was buying these shoes.
Oh my God. Yo, you would leave. So anyways, it was definitely sketchy. So then he takes the shoes out. I'm like, oh shit. Like the shoes are right here. These are the shoes that I wanted.
The shoes are real.
Yeah. So at the moment I saw the shoes, I didn't care what the guy looked like.
Right.
I was like, give me that shit for $100 and I'm out. Okay. So I walk up to him. I look at the shoes. I didn't give him the money yet. I look at the shoes. And the first thing I noticed, there's no insole.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I got insoles at home. It's no problem. Right? So I...
Insoles are like the part in the shoe. You can like remove it.
Yeah.
Like at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I tried them on. I gave him the money at that point, right? Because he might think I can put them on and just run, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I gave him the money. I tried it on. I was like, okay, cool. This fit perfectly. Thank you so much. In my head, I'm thinking this person is... Like, they don't know what they just lost. For $100? Cool.
Because, like, how much was that supposed to be? If it was, like, an exclusive?
No, if that was, like, a real one, like, these are, like, easily over, I don't know, $400. So I'm thinking this person probably found, I don't know. Like, the moment I saw him, I was like, oh, he probably got that shit from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, but I'm going to get this for $100 and get out of here.
Okay.
Anyways, I get in the car and all that. I go home. I'm happy. I'm driving, music, sunset. Beautiful time, right? And then I send my friend a photo after I tried it on, like with some pants or whatever. Yeah. Right? I'm like, oh, these look good. So then my friend was like,
we lived together at the time?
Yeah. This was in the Aurora apartment. Like the
I'm like, wait, I kind of remember this. No, but that's when. At first, when you were telling the story, I was like, no. Did I know you?
Yeah, yes. No, you definitely did. That was like when I had the walk-in closet. Remember?
And
I used to stack up the shoes at the top. Anyway, so my friend sees the shoes. He's like, hold on, I don't think these are real. Because the Jordan didn't really look, like the hand of the Jordan logo was kind of different a little bit, but I didn't pay attention to that at the time. I was just so excited to get the shoes. So anyways, long story less long, those Jordans were fake. Faker than fake.
Dang.
And I was like, this person just needed the $100. He didn't care. That's why it was so cheap.
Yeah.
And, you know, now looking back on it, I'm like,
but they were like used.
Yeah, they were used, but
I'm thinking like someone also bought them and wore them, either thinking they were real or thinking that they didn't care, they were fake.
Yeah, I don't know. But
they're
that
pretty worn in.
Yeah, they're pretty worn in, but sometimes people sell those, especially if it's like a collective or like a older pair.
I know, but I'm saying that other person who wore it either thought they were real and wore them and sold them.
Yeah.
They were like, I know this shit is fake, but I'll just wear it.
Yeah, because you can't really tell from a distance, right?
I don't know how I feel about fake stuff, you know, because I know like...
So anyways, before we get into that, and I don't think we should really get into that all the way, but
I don't have
anyways,
that
I had them and then I think I resold them.
You did?
Yeah, I resold it to someone else.
I think you sold it for like a little less, no?
Yeah, I sold them for a little less because sometimes people just need shoes, honestly. You know, but I just couldn't walk around with that shit. Like,
and
especially
they were just
if it's
there.
Jordan, it's like, if someone knows Jordan, also that colorway never existed. That's not a real colorway that came out. Not that specific blue. Yeah, because like that color, the real version is called like Carolina blue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And?
It's like light blue. And anyway, so they don't look like it. I pulled up the real photo. Anyways, moving on from the Jordan story, but that's what happened to me at Krispy Kreme in Seattle. And never again. So I'm not buying shoes online again.
Okay, yeah, that's what we were talking about. So
I
shoes
mean, like,
new.
I might still buy shoes online, but that's just that story.
No,
that
but they don't have to be online. You can also find like vintage shoes at like a shop, a store.
Or on Grail too. There's a lot of real good condition shoes that people sell and resell.
I must say though, I've only bought old shoes maybe like twice. I still have one pair, but I need to take them to the cobbler. That's the thing. Usually if they're vintage, like they won't be in the best shape. Especially if it's like a leather shoe or something like that. You might have to like take it to the cobbler and they like fix it up. I need to do that. I need to take some shoes too.
But I haven't bought shoes online or in the store, like used ones.
Okay. This is, okay, so something that I wouldn't buy vintage. Okay, maybe it's not so much like I wouldn't buy it, but I would probably just go for the new version of it is white t-shirts.
You don't, what?
Like
just a simple one?
Like a simple white t-shirt.
Why wouldn't you get it thrifted? Like you can get so many good thrifted white tees.
But they're not pure. They're not like true white where they're clean and they have like the right cut. At least for women. For guys it's different because it's for you. It's like you can find it in the graphic tee section.
Okay.
I'm talking about if I want one that's like nicely cropped or like more fitted. Kind of like
you can
a baby.
Cut it yourself. You know how many t-shirts I buy?
Yeah,
like, yo,
I don't want it to roll at the bottom. I want it to be nicely stitched where I can wear it with a more elevated outfit.
I kind of like when t-shirts roll at the bottom a little bit.
But that's like your style. You have a specific thing. But
yeah, if I see a shirt that I really, really like and it's not my size and it's oversized, like it's too big, I'm getting that shit and I'm going to make that shit fit.
Yeah, but as a girl, there's plenty of t-shirts that I wear that are more fitted to like my frame.
Okay, that's
you know,
fair.
So it's like that's something that's really hard to find.
Yeah.
If not impossible.
Okay, so t-shirts. So white t-shirts specifically.
No, it's like it could be white t-shirt, like just basics.
Right.
You know, I think basics are good to buy new, especially because you're going to wear them a lot. And I don't know, like a good quality like tank top that's like it fits right.
Yeah, I don't think you should thrift tank tops.
You might find, I also never find like a tank top.
Yeah, because nobody sells that shit.
Yeah, nobody really repurposes them. They just wear them a lot. So, yeah, I think basics like that, definitely I buy new more often.
Yeah. I think with vintage shopping, my favorite thing is honestly finding the perfect pant and then like a super simple t-shirt. That's like my favorite thing. I will find a t-shirt for $5 and wear that shit. And you wouldn't even know that it was $5.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter.
And it will also just like fit right.
Yeah, and I love like shirts with like different car companies or truck companies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care from where it is. Like, it could say, I don't know.
It could say
Toyota, or you can say, what's the one I used to really like?
Mercedes.
Well, no. Yeah, Mercedes,
oh,
but like usually
Michael
like
Michael Williams. No.
No, it was like a paint. It's like a paint company.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sherman Williams.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that.
Michael Williams.
Basically, Michael Williams. Yeah, any company.
That has like a brand or a logo.
Yeah.
It could be like,
and it could be like just like right here on the chest.
Yeah, it's always like the chest and then maybe something on the back.
Yeah, but I don't love the back graphics that much. I love more like something small in the front. And it could be like, I don't know, Mitsubishi. And I love shirts like that. With a simple pair of pants and my Doc Martens, and I'm good. I'm set.
And of course, you have to put your carabiner with your keys.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, not
that's
always.
Like a, nah, that's like a thing.
What, the keys on the loop?
On the loop, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen like so many other people, that's like a thing. But it's funny because you've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, it's just like easy access to the keys. But yeah, so I think that's like as far as style, I love. To me, clothes don't need to be expensive for you to like put together an outfit. A lot of people think I need to have Gucci this, Prada that, Louis that, YSL this. It's like those things are cool.
But those are also not the only expensive things though.
I know, you can even get like vintage though. Don't sleep on vintage tees because sometimes like I want to get a Sade shirt.
Yeah.
If you don't know Sade, it's Sade. Most people know. If you don't know, Google her right now. She's one of my favorite artists of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a vintage shirt by her, which was in like
with her face on it.
Yeah. 1988, 1994, whatever, right? Like from her concert.
Yeah.
That shirt would be at least $300 because that's what that's what they used to sell at the merch booth. Can you imagine going to the merch booth in 1991 and getting a Sade shirt?
Yeah, that shirt was probably like $3 then.
Maybe $5.
Whoa, $2 difference.
You know, but now it's like it's so expensive because you can only get it then, and there's many replicas now. People, you know, make fake ones.
Is the one you have real?
The one I had one was from the Diamond Life tour.
Yeah.
But it was fake.
But you have it still, no?
No, I don't know where that shit is at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
But she's so good.
You don't have that anymore?
I don't have it. Sade, like I need to look for one. But her real vintage tees, the one that have like just single stitched are...
That were actually made then.
Yeah. Are,
yeah. Because like Urban Outfitters could definitely make one that look vintage.
Oh, yeah. They probably already did. Yeah. If you ever go... Okay, I'm just going to say this because this is like the perfect episode to tell people.
Okay.
This is a trick. If you didn't know, if you go thrift shopping or thrifting and you look at the vintage tees section.
Are we talking online or in...
Online or in person.
Okay.
If you grab a shirt... And you look at the bottom, at the stitching, okay? Any shirt that was made after the year 2000 has double stitches. Anything in the year that's actually vintage has a single stitch. So, Alia, you heard me say this many times, but I got to tell the people because people out here getting scammed.
Yeah.
Okay? So, if you're in a rack somewhere and it tells you vintage t-shirt, but then you grab a shirt and you look at the bottom and you see that it has like double stitches, is not vintage.
Double stitches as in two rows of stitching at the edges, like whether it's at the bottom of the waist or it's like on the sleeve.
Yes. Because back in the 90s, shirts were all single stitch. So, they only started doing the double stitching in like 2003, I think.
Okay. But isn't 2003 considered vintage too? Because that's vintage is 20 years old and we're in 2025.
I guess so, yeah.
So,
but they still started making the vintage tees like early 2000s.
Yeah.
So anyways, if you want to get... But the cool thing about the single stitch one is that could be from the 60s. That could be from the 70s. That can be from the 80s. So,
And also sometimes if you're wondering why a t-shirt might be super expensive... And then you see single stitch, that could also be a reason why.
Yes.
Like if you're wondering like, why is this t-shirt like $80?
Because it's actually from the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. But
you can also find very cheap single stitch shirts as well.
No, yeah, yeah, for sure. I found one, I remember I was like, I've been in like a good thrifting like every week,
like
I'll hit one store or the other.
I love when you go to a store and send me a picture.
Yeah. And I found this vintage Barcelona 1998, I think, Olympics like t-shirt.
Mm.
And I checked and I was like, oh.
Did you check if it was single stitch?
I did.
Did you think
now
about
I
me?
Do all the time. Anytime I find, because I've been looking for graphic t-shirts. So best place to find them is at thrift
store. So you look every time now?
I look every time, of course. Yeah. Especially when it's one that I'm like, it says like 1998, but is it actually, or are they just like, did someone just print that on a t-shirt? Because yeah, you could.
But you know, that stuff is like for if you actually just care and wanna, because those shirts also feel different. They're like softer.
Yeah.
They've been around, you know, but there's also plenty great t-shirts, double stitch. I'm not saying double stitch t-shirt are not great, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not shaming on double stitch.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the single stitch is a thing that's specifically from the 90s and beyond.
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's it. I mean, in terms of like, I think just
even
about,
hats. I think hats is another thing that I would not buy.
New?
Thrifted.
Oh.
Yeah, because people sweating that shit.
Okay.
You ever looked on the inside of a hat and if it has like a white rim on it?
Oh, like and it's a, like dirty.
And then it's actually yellow almost?
I mean, yeah, I don't buy it.
Okay, so what hat would you buy?
I don't buy that one.
So I'm asking you what hat?
I'll
what
buy one that looks clean. Hmm. But the funny thing is like if it's a colored hat, like you can't tell. I wouldn't say. I mean, I hear you. What if you just like wash it? Wash the hat when you get home.
You don't really wash hats. I never washed a hat in my life.
You don't wash hats?
I don't know if you guys wash hats.
I've never washed a hat either.
I never washed because I feel like the moment you wash that shit,
it's not going to look the same.
No.
Okay, maybe like spray with alcohol or something.
You're doing too much. You really must want that hat.
Well, the funny thing is like I would just wear it because I'm
nasty. Oh, and also
like
anything you guys buy thrifted, a shirt, pants, I don't really know, but especially shirts, you have to wash that shit.
Wasn't there wash a shirt?
Wash it on cold. I used to not wash my vintage shirts.
Yeah.
I used to not, and that is nasty. Don't do that.
Well, because, wasn't there a shirt that you washed that like was black?
One day, it was my Mercedes vintage, like just random.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
such
black,
a good t-shirt.
Such a nice shirt.
And you had been wearing it.
I've been wearing that shit. And then one day I was like,
I think you wanted to wash it just to wash it because you had worn it a lot.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, I never really washed it. Let me just hand wash it real quick. Because that was it. I wanted to test it and see how dirty it was.
Okay.
And I put it in the sink in the bathroom and I stopped the drain, right, from going. I filled it up with water and then I started to press on the t-shirt to make it into a ball and just squeeze and twist,
ring,
right?
Yeah.
You guys, it was almost like...
It was like gray water.
It was gray water coming out of that shirt. And that's not because of me wearing it for a few times.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that.
And I wonder what that was.
No. It's because that shirt is so old.
Oh.
And from that day, I was like, anytime I ever buy anything from the thrift shop, a shirt, I have to wash it. Wash it with cold water. If you're scared for it to shrink, let it just hang dry.
Yeah. But let's remember to check the washing instructions, washing and drying instructions of clothing.
Yes.
Because both Yoni and I have made some mistakes.
Yeah, you, Alia messed up a few of my shirts this
okay,
summer.
Okay, wait.
I bought an amazing...
Me and you both.
Me and you, what did I do?
Because you ruined your own shirt after I ruined your shirt.
Oh, yeah, because I put it in a dryer. Yo, I don't want to put shit in a dryer no more.
Yeah.
But the shirt that Alia ruined for me was this amazing button-up. It was, I feel like, one of my favorite shirts.
It was your best shirt.
And she put that shit in the dryer and it came out like it was like a cropped. It's you can wear it now.
It's your responsibility to just know the things that you have to take out of the dryer or take out of the wash and not put in the dryer and hang them out.
But at that particular time, you were the one who were doing the switchover, right?
Yeah,
you were the one
but
who
you were
was,
home.
I was at home, but
you could have been like.
But you were the one taken the clothes from the washer and put it in the dryer. You were the one who put it in there.
Yeah.
You grabbed it and you put it in there.
Okay, but it's, I know what's up with my clothes. I don't know what's up with yours. And I'm not going to ask you about everything you have in here. Is this good? Is this good?
I think you could have asked. I think a little effort.
You've never asked me.
Because all your shirts are good to go.
That's not true.
And also too, like,
there's pants that I do not put in the dryer.
But I feel like
I know that.
But I feel like I always know. Like, I always hang them in the bathroom. Like, I do be doing that.
My clothes?
Yeah, like the ones that shouldn't go in the dryer?
No. You do that with your own clothes because you know your own clothes, but you don't do that for mine. I have to do that.
I feel like maybe recently I've done that. Like, recently I've
done that. Well, yeah, because now we know and to check.
We learned
our
lesson, right?
Now we check the shit for everything. Every, like, nice favorite thing you have, got to check.
No, every nice.
Go in the dryer.
Every nice favorite thing I have, it's washed in cold water.
I always wash in cold water.
And then I'm hang drying that shit.
Yeah, like in laundry day, we got every surface of this apartment covered in clothes because we don't have one of those like drying racks. Should we get one? Nah.
I don't know. Where are we going to put this shit? Yeah, like, there's no space here.
There's no space to put it. Yeah. But yeah, I did ruin that shirt and I'm genuinely still really sad about it. It wasn't even my shirt because it was my favorite shirt of yours.
Yeah.
And you got it in Japan.
I got it in Tokyo.
Ugh, you guys. And it was so like flowy and the perfect color. Oh, I'm so mad I did that.
Yeah, as you should be.
And then Yoni ruined a shirt that I actually gifted him. It was this really fun, like, green flannel.
It's actually yellow.
It's like a yellow green.
It's so funny. When you see green, you think it's yellow. And then when you see yellow, you think it's orange.
Okay, that's yellow. And your shirt wasn't that color. Okay.
Kind of.
No. It was like an in between. It was like a lime green.
So what happened?
And it was, I think it was like 100% cotton.
Because
it was vintage.
Mm-hmm.
And good quality. And I specifically got it for you. And it was like a different type of shirt that like Yoni wouldn't normally wear because you just don't wear that many colors in general.
If you watch my latest YouTube video, that's the shirt I'm wearing in the intro and throughout the whole video. So if you want to see exactly what shirt we're talking about that got ruined, it's so small now. But in the video, it looked exactly how it was supposed to look. I love that shirt. And you can see how happy I am in the video if you watch it. So go to youtube.com/YoniIkoto and then watch the last video that we went to the beach. It was beach day. And if you actually end up watching it, please comment and say, I came from WTJ. I just want to know.
Yeah. Give it a like. Subscribe if you haven't.
Yes. But the shirt is there. It's a really nice shirt. And honestly, I think for you to better visualize it, you have to watch the video.
Not the plug.
I have to plug my own shit.
You have to. Yeah, okay. So that RIP to that shirt.
Yeah, and that shirt does not exist anymore. But
That shirt was so cute. And it was cute that I got it for you. And
it was a really beautiful shirt.
At first, Yoni was kind of like, yeah, I don't know about this shirt. And
it was a lot of color.
In love with it.
It was a lot of color. But then when I was editing the video, I was like, oh, shit, that does look good.
It's such a good shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of it.
Yeah. Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, you guys. My name is Yoni Ikoto. We forgot the intro.
And I'm Ali Zaita, if you didn't know by now.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good episode today. It's funny. It's crazy to do the intro as
the
outro.
But it's also funny because we had, again, something about this audio episodes are like magic. Because we came in here like with a totally different topic we didn't even get to talk about.
Oh my God, this was not the topic today. We accidentally talked about this for an hour.
Yeah, which, what's the title of this episode going to be?
I don't know. Stay tuned for next week. Yeah, we're going to save it.
Thrift with us.
What's the title for this one?
For this one.
We're just going to say...
Yeah, like next week. This is coming out tonight.
No, I thought you were saying like, what was the original topic?
Oh, no, I remember.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that, which is actually like, I'm not complaining about this.
No. This was a great episode. It's just funny how like we were, I don't know. Something about, just from our perspective of recording, is something about being so cozy and chill.
Yes.
That it's like we're really just talking.
I know, but let me tell you exactly what happened today. We came in here today and we knew exactly what we wanted to talk about. And then somehow, who introduced the vintage shit? Like, was it you? Like, you started talking about, like, I forgot what it was, but we started to talk about that. And then once we have these, like, moments where we're talking about one thing, as we're talking about it, you know, at minute 15, I was like, oh, shit, I think we could talk about this the whole time.
Oh, way earlier, I was like, oh, this is the topic for today.
Way earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just tell, like, by the flow. And also, I just have hella shit to say.
But I didn't realize it was going to be, like, this long.
Yeah. We can yeah. just talk forever, you guys.
So this was the vintage shopping
it's
episode.
It's kind of throwing it back because was it season one when we were talking about like vintage something?
No.
Whatever, and we were like, it's vintage.
It's vintage. If you remember vintage.
What is that? Is that first season?
No, it was season two, first episode. It was our first video episode.
Oh, really?
It was our first video episode on... Just oh, the regular
yeah, yeah,
Wednesdays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I remember what you were wearing. You were wearing like...
I was wearing a green hat.
Oh.
And I was like, is it vintage? Like, if you go on YouTube, you can still see that shit.
That's but so funny. Is
if you
it
remember
vintage?
This episode, if you remember the vintage episode, honestly, I feel like that's what you should comment.
Was that the
on
title?
Instagram. No, the title was like, is it vintage or vintage?
So that was the title, though.
I think so, yeah.
How do you even spell vintage?
I don't know.
Nobody got that also. So random. Yeah.
No, but if you remember and if you're there, let us know in the comments. It's so funny.
Yeah,
I actually
comment
want to see.
On Spotify if you are, that means then you are an OG What's the Juice.
Right.
Because that was like the first season that we switched our name
to
from Pillow Talk. And we also did video and yeah, wow.
Each year we, wow, that kind of brings me back to that time. I remember like doing video for the first time. I was so shy.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I feel like there's like people here and I have to watch how I speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our setup was cool though.
Our like, setup was the... so nice. Yo, the Seattle setup with the bookcase in the middle and the glass table.
And we were able to like be like on the corner.
No, it was great.
Yeah, that was a good setup.
Yeah, this is a different setup here, but...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we don't have shit on the wall still. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. But anyways, the rice is ready, okay?
Yeah.
So this is what's happening right now. We're eating. It is... What is it? It's Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we have this blanket here.
It's 11 p.m.
Yeah, it's 11 p.m. We had a great episode.
We're about to have dinner.
What if we, can we just have dinner while we just like keep talking?
No,
that'd be crazy.
Because then people are just going to hear like all the eating sounds.
Yeah, especially your eating sounds.
Do I make loud eating sounds?
No, no, you don't.
Yeah, I don't. But yeah, we're about to have some rice with some whatever's in the fridge. And I'm actually so hungry. So I love you guys so much.
We didn't have dinner planned specifically.
What do you mean?
Like we didn't have... We didn't know exactly what we're going to make for dinner tonight because we knew we had to record.
But we knew that whatever it is, we need rice.
What? Yeah, exactly. And we're actually going to, I just want to let them know what we're about to have.
Oh. So we are about to have rice.
Where did you find this tuna fish?
Secret thing, yeah. So Trader Joe's, it's not a secret. Trader Joe's is having a moment right now. If you didn't know, in London, people are wearing, talking about trends, clothes, stuff. People in the UK, apparently, and specifically in London is what I saw, people are wearing Trader Joe's tote bags as like a fashion statement.
See, when did that start?
And how did they get there? Like, how did Trader Joe's...
No, someone must have...
brought just a lot. Or like, maybe they buy them like online. As like vintage Trader Joe's bags.
Vintage Trader Joe's.
Maybe.
No.
But yeah, so that's having a moment, which is funny because...
Did that just start?
Yeah, I heard someone else talk about it like last weekend when we went to Nick's show. I forget who it was.
Those are, by the way, Trader Joe's makes the best tote bags.
No, they do make the best tote. And that specific tote bag is solid. We have one. We actually have two.
Yeah, no, it's solid, but it's crazy to like, I wonder for how much they sell it in the UK.
I have no idea.
If you live in the UK and you know about these Trader Joe's bags, like let us know.
That's like going to be
yeah,
anything,
DM
right?
us or comment over here on Spotify. What's the deal with that? Like, it is a nice bag and it's only one colorway.
Yeah.
It's very easy to style. It's like a navy blue handles and then the bag is like
cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
okay, so you saw it online.
Well, yeah, I just saw it online, but I'm talking about this because of the fish.
Okay.
The amount of like tangents. Yeah, so Trader Joe's has this smoked ahi tuna sesame fish, which is basically like, if you know lox, like salmon lox, and the way that you smoke salmon to get smoked salmon, it's that, okay. But it's smoked tuna. And then it has like sesame oil, I think, but it also has like sesame seeds on it.
Oh my God.
So then it's kind of like sashimi, like sushi tuna sashimi vibe. Yeah, sashimi is like when you just have like the raw fish from like sushi.
Oh, I love that shit. Oh
yeah, so God, it's kind of so like good. That, except it's smoked, so it's salty. Anyways, it's really good. I get them at Trader Joe's. It's not insanely expensive, and I'm pretty sure it's wild caught, which is important. It's not farmed fish. It's wild caught tuna, and it already has flavor, and one package has like 27 grams of protein. So you have a package per person. You put that on top of some rice with some like sauce or soy sauce on the rice, a side of like cucumber salad, and you're done.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about to eat right now.
Well, also we should have it with, what do you call it? We call it a magic cube. I don't know why I call it that.
Oh but my it's, God. Chili oil, chili crisp.
I don't even remember why I call it magic cube.
You called it magic cube because it didn't know what it was. You just knew that it tasted like crack.
Like magic.
Like magic. And it's not even a cube.
I know.
It's like a little jar. But
So we literally call it the magic cube, but we know we talk about the chili oil.
That's actually so funny.
What is it actually called? Like the
chili,
actual name?
Chili oil. Or no, like.
But there's many
chili
different
crisp.
Ones.
You would call it like chili oil, garlic chili crisp. Probably garlic chili crisp. That's what it is. There's many versions.
Yeah, that's like my favorite. That's like the best version. Like all the other ones are like too spicy or oily.
We get the SMB. If you are curious, we buy the SMB chili oil.
And where are those available?
At any like Asian market, Japanese market.
So good. Yo, I can eat plain rice just with that.
Yeah, it is like $10 for one jar, pretty
much
everywhere.
Which is crazy. It's a small-ass jar, too.
It's a small-ass jar.
Like, it makes the jars bigger.
But it's so good. There's this other chili oil that is, but you don't like that one.
Because those have, like, actual chili skin.
Yeah, you don't like the very,
I always spit that shit out because it's, like, it's not, c'est pas agréable to eat.
The one that Yoni likes is, like, a bit more, I don't even know how they make that. Because it's kind of like tiny balls of salt, almost.
Yeah, there's definitely something crunchy.
I think
it's just great.
It's really good, though, I must say.
It's really good. Like, if there's one thing...
It's, like, slightly, like, sweet and salty.
No, yeah, it's good. It's good. So, anyway, so this is what we're about to eat right now. And, you guys, we got to go, honestly. Yeah. We love you for sticking around until
end of the episode. And yeah.
And what did we tell them to, what are people supposed to?
We said comment a bunch of random things. So hopefully like you remember as you're listening.
Yeah, I forgot what you should comment, but you should go ahead and comment that.
Something. And remember to check out Yoni's YouTube video to see the t-shirt we were talking about. Wink, wink.
And then comment on YouTube also. I'm sorry. I'm telling you guys to comment everywhere.
Yeah. <They're> like, you're that guy. Yeah, leave a comment and a like.
Yeah, but you should. Okay. Gotta go. We love you. Thank you. And another great episode, honestly. High five.
High five. We killed that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye. See you later.
You're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, and your machinery isn't working right. Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers.
Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.